This is Henry Hecker of the McGonigal Historical Society.
And Commander Todd of WFAQ LPFM.
Today we are talking to Marcia and Jan Grutzmacher, as well as Shelley Grutzmacher Barta, about their family history. Their German ancestors settled in the area just prior to the Civil War. Here is an episode of Memories of McGonigal.
So, and Arthur stayed on the farm, and Albert went and started building, and he moved to McGonigal, and Arthur had to stay on the farm. I have a funny story about Arthur, too, if you want me to tell someone's doing this conversation.
Please do.
Okay. When Arthur was a young man, maybe 18, 20, the circus came to McGonigal, Waukesha, someplace, and it was the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Well, Art couldn't wait to go to the circus. It wasn't to see all the acts. He wanted to hear the band. He listened, and he was just mesmerized by the music, how they played. And he was a very good musician himself. He played the baritone. And so he talked to the music director and asked him if he could audition. He said, I'm a good musician, and I'd like to play with your band. And he auditioned for them. And they said, you're hired. You can start tomorrow if you want. So Arthur ran home to the farm where Herman was in Augusta, and he said, I'm going to join the circus and play in the band. And his father said, I don't think so, Arthur. And he said, what? You know, and he said, no, you're going to stay here in the farm and help me run the farm. That's what you do.
As well as, you're running away from the circus.
So, yeah. All his life dream was dashed. And he was a dutiful son and stayed home. And I'm thinking, if he hadn't stayed home, that we may not be sitting here in this beautiful museum.
Yeah, yeah.
Good point. That's a great point. Yeah.
That was Marcia Grutzmacher, Jan Grutzmacher, and Shelley Grutzmacher Barta telling us about life in McGonigal in decades past. This has been Memories of McGonigal.